on the line. Communication specialist with the Ottawa County Road Commission, Alex Doty. How you doing, Alex?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. How's your crews doing with the heat? My gosh.
Yeah, you know, they're holding up, drinking plenty of fluids, staying cool, you know, trying not to overheat too much.
Yeah.
It's hard out there with it being so hot out, but we're doing our best and making sure that folks, you know, beat the heat as best as possible.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, it is just brutal out there. I think about that when I see them. Yesterday, I was driving home and I could see some crews on I-96 westbound. And I was like, well, wait a second. I always know what's going on because I follow you, your dashboard. I'm like, there's no construction in that area. What's going on? Well, that was part of the interstate that was buckling up. That's incredible to me. What does that all mean?
Yeah, you know, when it gets hot enough outside, surprisingly, that can have an impact on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it gets too hot out, that causes concrete pavement to buckle, and, you know, that can cause those pavements to pop up and get a situation like you had out there on I-96 over the weekend where, you know, the expansion because of that heat just causes the road to pop where there's tight joints and things like that.
Wow. Wow. So if somebody's driving on a road and they start to feel the road buckle, I would imagine they should call 911, right? Is that what they should do?
That's probably the best thing.
You
know, pull over if it's something that's in your way. You know, you don't want to drive over that because that could damage your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some videos of that, and that's not something you want to hit. And, yeah, call 911, and then they'll be able to dispatch our crews to get out there and address that emergency situation as best we can.
Yeah, I mean, that's twice. On Sunday it happened near the Marne exit, and then this one was near the Coopersville exit on I-96. Wow, and in addition to all the other work that you have to do, the crews probably had to stop doing some stuff and then head over there and help with the buckling of the roads. What is the major projects that you're working on right now?
Yeah, right now, one of the big things our crews are working on is the 2025 chip seal program, which is our big preventative maintenance program that we do each year. Right now, they're focused on the Tallmadge Township, Wright Township, Chester Township section of Ottawa County.
Yep.
So kind of over on that eastern end, sorry. And so, you know, they're focused on that right now and working on beating the heat, getting that going. And then also, you know, we have some resurfacing work going on around the county that we're just wrapping up before the holidays, kind of waiting until the holidays are over, and then some additional work will kick off, you know, after the 4th of July in several areas.
Well, certainly busy. How do you prioritize your project for repair or improvement? Like, how do you make those decisions?
Yeah, you know, that's all kind of a, you know, I don't want to say a science, but there's quite a lot of work and research and work that goes into that, you know, just looking at different things like traffic volumes and safety concerns, road condition ratings, you know, funding sources. All that kind of goes together to determine when and how we prioritize what projects happen and when those projects take place.
Yeah, and of course, you do your best to keep those work zones safe for workers and for drivers as well.
Absolutely. You know, we want to make sure our crews come home at the end of the day safe and sound and are able to come back tomorrow and go home to their families as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and yeah, you're right. I mean, so much can happen. And do you have sufficient staff and equipment for everything that's going on this summer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we're fully staffed, and we got all the crews and equipment we need to make sure things take place, you know, when we need to. And it's just a matter of, you know, prioritizing those projects and making sure that, you know, our crews are ready to go.
Well, I certainly appreciate everything that the crews do. I have to ask, since it's so hot, have you guys ever, like, cracked an egg on the cement and tried to fry it when it's this hot?
You know, I'm sure we probably could have yesterday out on I-96. You know, one of the reports I heard when it was like the surface temperature was 150 degrees.
No. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you get that, you know, the pavement popping like it does.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
Isn't that something? Who knew? Wow. Well, I tell you, I hope we don't see any more pavement buckling like that. But say hello to your crew, and we appreciate all that you guys do out there. And I'll post this interview, and people can get emails from the Ottawa County Road Commission, and they can sign up for, like, the dashboard, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they can come visit our website. Right on the homepage, there's a link there kind of in the middle of the page that says sign up for alerts and updates, and you can get emails sent right to your inbox each day that we have project announcements, and then at the end of the week we do a weekly construction update. And then periodically through like each month, we'll do a monthly newsletter as well that's got a lot of great information. So we strongly encourage folks to sign up for that information just because it's so helpful.
Well, you betcha. You have a great day and stay cool out there. Alex Doty with the Ottawa County Road Commission.